Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is good. Lord is wonderful. Lord is kind. God is so awesome. And we are thankful to God for another day's journey. I hope and pray that you are blessed this morning. I woke up blessed. I want to thank you all. Take a point of personal privilege for those of you who've been praying for me. I've been doing a lot of talking this week, and so I need my voice to hold up through the weekend. Amen. But God is blessing, and I believe He is hearing and answering our prayer. Today is day 32, day 32 of our time of prayer and fasting together, or just 8 more days, y'all, until our time is done with our 40-day journey together. And I hope and pray that you have been blessed by these prayer calls and more importantly, blessed just by your encounter with God as God blesses us. All right, I'm going to get right to the word. The word this morning is coming to us from the book of Titus, book of Titus, chapter 3. Titus, chapter 3. And I want to read in your hearing verses 1 through 5. It reads really quickly, verses 1 through 5. And here begins the reading of God's word. Again, Titus chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. I'm reading from the NIV version of the Bible. It says, "Remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good, to slander no one, to be peaceable and considerate, and always to be gentle toward everyone. At one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. And we lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared, He saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit." The word of God for the people of God, thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about just a friendly reminder. Just a friendly reminder. Beloved, I received an email the other day from Verizon. Verizon is the internet provider for my house. And they sent me a friendly reminder that says, "Ms. Jones, due to the services that you have received the previous month, we want to give you just a friendly reminder that your bill is due." Just a friendly reminder. It wasn't that I didn't want to pay my bill. It wasn't that I did not have the resources to handle it. It was just a reminder that the date had passed, and that because the service is already rendered, it was important for me to pay my bill. And beloved, I believe that's what the Lord is doing with us, that every now and again we need a friendly reminder of the fact that we're called the children of God. Every now and then we need reminders. We need to be reminded that, we need to be reminded that nobody is perfect. We all come up short. So remember this, that God saw you and God knows you and God still blesses you. Kindness was extended to us, so we then have to show kindness to others. Kindness is a commodity that helps us remember just how much God has blessed us. So if God did it for us, why can't we do it for somebody else? Just a friendly reminder. So what should we remember, Pastor Jones? What is this friendly reminder all about? There are three things out of the text that I believe will help us with understanding the friendly reminder. Number one, we need to remember to be ready. Remember to be ready. Look at verses 1 and 2. Here's what he's telling Titus. Remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good, to slander no one, to be peaceable and considerate, and always to be gentle toward everyone. We need to remember to be ready. To be ready to do what? To be ready to do good. To be ready to do good works. Listen, the Christian life is not a passive life. It is not that we call on God, we confess our sins, we receive salvation, and then we wait on the coming of the Lord, doing nothing in the interim. No, no, no. The Christian life is engaging. The Christian life is filled with activity. The Christian life is active living. So we need to be reminded to be ready to demonstrate Christian character, to be ready to demonstrate not living passively, but actively for the kingdom of God. So how do we do that? We have to be reminded that we are subjects to the rulers and authorities around us. Listen, we can't worry about who gets into the White House and who doesn't. Now, it's not saying that you shouldn't vote. Definitely vote. You better vote. But the reality is, at the end of the day, when you've done all you know to do, we have to be subject to those who are the rulers and authorities above us. We have to be obedient and ready to do whatever is good, the good work that's needed. And we are not to slander anyone. We are to live peaceably and to be considerate and always be gentle to everyone. Speak no evil. Be peaceable, gentle, and humble. Display the character of an active Christian that shows kindness. So it's just a friendly reminder that we have to be ready to do the work. But there's more here, beloved. Not only should we remember to be ready, we have to remember what you were redeemed from. Sometimes we need a friendly reminder that we've been redeemed from some stuff. Look at verse 3. Verse 3 says, at one time we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. The Bible is letting us know, just a friendly reminder, to remember that we once were foolish. We once were disobedient, deceived. We once were servants to the lust of our mind and our flesh. We once were held and steeped in malice and envy. We once were hateful and hating on one another. Oh, but there was a God that redeemed us. Hallelujah. Just a friendly reminder that just as God has redeemed us, so then we must look for redeeming qualities in other people. Just friendly reminder that God was the one that brought us out of where we are to put us on a street called straight so we don't have to live as foolish as we have been in the past. And we no longer are subject to being disobedient and deceived. We're no longer allowing the flesh to control us or to be envious or have malice or hateful thoughts toward anyone else. Because God has redeemed us from all those things. And so it's a friendly reminder that we are called to live well. So, beloved, just a friendly reminder that we've got to be ready to do the work. Just a friendly reminder of what we have been redeemed from. I'm no longer slave to my flesh. But can I give you the last thing, beloved? Last thing I want to learn. Just friendly reminder, that we must remember what regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit has done. We need to remember what regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit has done. Look at verses 4 and 5. But when the kindness and love of God, hallelujah, our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. This is significant, beloved, because this reminds us and lets us know that regeneration and renewal comes by way of the Holy Spirit. And notice this, beloved, that God is sharing with us that a part of the work that we're supposed to do, a friendly reminder and being ready, is that as we're not being passive Christians but active Christians, we're supposed to be kind to one another. As we're being active Christians and not passive Christians, we're supposed to remember that we have been redeemed, that we're living because of God, and God has brought us out. But we ought to remember also that there's been a regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. We did not rescue ourselves. We were rescued, watch it, by the kindness and love of God. Where God reached out to us to save us. And if it was not our righteousness that saved us, but it was the righteousness of Christ. The washing of regeneration, the spiritual cleansing that comes by way of God's word, and the rebirth and renewal that comes from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives in us. He resides in us, and he guides us and directs us. Just a friendly reminder that you have the Holy Spirit living in you that is giving us a sense of renewal and revitalization through regeneration. So, beloved, this should also help us to focus on the things of God and then follow where the Lord leads. Because the Bible tells us, verse 6, that the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs of having the hope of eternal life. Our hope hinges on the fact that the Holy Ghost resides on the inside of us. So just a friendly reminder that when you see someone who has lost their way, when you see someone who is a wretch undone, when you see someone who's been in a position that you used to be in, just a friendly reminder that you got to be ready to do good work. Remember that you've been redeemed. And recall the fact that you have received regeneration and renewal by way of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray, beloved. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the friendly reminder that comes by way of the book of Titus, where Titus was called by the Apostle Paul to remind the people of what was needed and necessary, what they must understand about themselves, what they must know about the eternal work of the Holy Spirit moving and living inside of us. Help us to always be reminded that it's not by our own righteousness. It's not by our own doing. It's not by our own hand that we find ourselves where we are, but it's only by your goodness and your grace and your mercy, your kindness, and your love toward us, God, that we're in the place where we are right now. So, Lord, bless us and keep us. Continue to surround us and strengthen us, God. And may we ever be reminded, Lord God, of the fact that without you, we would not be where we are today. We would be a wretch undone, lost in our own sin. But God, you decided to extend us loving kindness and tender mercy. And for that, God, we are grateful. Bless us now and keep us, Lord. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. And thank God. Just a friendly reminder, just like Verizon, you got to pay that bill. I'm going to do it. And just a friendly reminder that Jesus Christ paid the bill for all of us on Calvary's cross. Y'all be blessed. Day 32, be reminded of God's goodness. Amen.